At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I've been working on my memoir. It's called Burning Bridges, Overcoming a Life of Privilege, Fame, and Power. I have enough of my own therapy to deal with. I don't want to hear about yours. And I said, you're right. I'm very famous, and I deserve special treatment.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Jody Sweetin and Joey Zauzik join the show. We talk about the North Pole's business model, producer Jameson's odd behavior, and rancid olives. I'm a little shook from Joey's conversation this morning at the coffee shop. It was kind of heavy for, you know, coffee talk in the morning.
It was a little more of like an 8:30 p.m. sort of vibe as opposed to an like 8:15 a.m. But, yes. You know, hey.
It's because we're like there. Family, so I just spill my heart out to you guys. But we have to be careful because now we know. There's listeners all around the coffee shop in the morning because they found my phone.
Right. So anything that's in the vault.
So we'll explain what happened. Joey was, so we did get kind of, I think you and I were therapists this morning.
Yeah, we were. We put our therapist hats on.
I love you both.
But I will say, I really respect and appreciate how vulnerable and honest you are about not only your life, about your feelings, your emotions. Like I think it makes it very easy to connect with you that way because mm-hmm. you're not guarded. You're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
You're like unapologetically honest, which I appreciate. But thanks. What happened was we ended up, Jody and I ended up counseling Joey. And then
just for a little bit.
Joey got a little distracted. And when we left, Joey left his phone at the coffee shop.
Yes.
Then I get a DM from a chump that says, hey, one of you guys left your phone. Like, hey, Jeff, one of you guys left your phone. I have it. I'm at the counter when you walk in the door. So we sent over Kian. And which was so nice of this guy to protect you and grab your phone before someone else did. And then,
I mean, he's
and
downloaded
me.
Everything that's on there and has all of your private
photos.
Literally,
he took one of Kian's
little
orange
totally
thing.
Fine. Yeah,
shout
yeah,
out,
yeah.
Listener. Thank you for finding my phone.
I can tell you his name. He DM'd me. Hold on.
Ooh, is he hot?
I honestly didn't.
God damn, did you learn nothing? Did you learn nothing from our conversation?
I didn't look at his profile.
I know.
It's P. Okay. It just says P and then his last name. I don't want to.
Good enough for me. Works out for me. Yeah. Shout out P. Love you.
Yeah, that was nice. Let me look at his profile right now. Oh, he only had. Okay. Is it a bot? Because there's no picture and then it's like 13 followers.
It's a Finsta.
It's a Finsta. They didn't want you to get, you know, the info.
So, right. The stalker didn't want you to know who he actually is.
Actually, they were smart because they knew we were going to talk about it on radio. So they decided not to use their real name to protect themselves, which is fair, which I get.
I don't care. I'm just glad that he was able to retrieve
your
phone.
Thank you, guys.
That would have been.
It's very not like me to leave a phone at a coffee shop. Usually I'm very
honored. Well, we went out to take the picture. Oh, yes. We went out to take the picture, and then we came back in, and like I said,
Jody did see it on the table and just left it and walked away.
And then I was like, oh, wait, that's not your phone? And I put it down, and I didn't say anything. So really, this is all my fault, and I'm so sorry.
Jody, great first impression, Jody. Thank you for leaving my phone.
Now, Jody, we've talked about before where you are you're the Hallmark Christmas queen and you've done 6 movies. Please for them. Did you know she's done 6 Christmas movies?
Maybe.
And they're all so vastly different that
A Cozy Christmas.
Merry
and Bright, Entertaining Christmas, A Christmas in Switzerland. Did you film in Switzerland?
No. We filmed in Montreal though. It was actually quite beautiful up there in the Laurentians.
That's beautiful.
Same thing.
Finding Santa.
Close enough.
Yep.
And Defending Santa. What was
Finding
why,
Santa?
Why did you have to defend Santa?
Don't worry about it. We've buried that story. No, I'm just kidding.
What did Santa
do?
No.
It's a drama thriller.
A bad Santa?
It was actually, this one I filmed about 10 years ago. And yeah, it was with Dean Cain, of all people.
Hot. He looked hot then.
Oh, he's sexy.
He's a little bloated now, but he looked hot then.
Are we all?
And very, yeah. Not anymore, and, right? Yeah, very, I think also very, very, very right-leaning. Anyway, but we did that like 10 years ago, and I think it was that Santa, it was like we were defending the real Santa. I don't know.
A small town sheriff finds a man asleep who claims to be Santa Claus in the woods.
Thank you. There you
go. So he's a homeless guy posing as Santa.
It was a boot.
I'm Santa, everyone.
Right, right.
That's a drunk. And it's bootleg Santa? The neighborhood. How does that work for me?
It's the neighborhood drunk, and we make him Santa Claus. No.
So you defended him.
I defended him. I don't know. Did I defend him? Literally, that's been 10 years. I don't even remember.
But you believed him. And my guess is in the end, it turned out he was the real Santa.
Well, right. It was, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. It was Santa. Like something magical happened. And then all of a sudden he disappeared.
Do you think Mrs. Claus kicked him out? Maybe he was on the sewer finder.
He was on the sewer finder.
Wait, you know what? Look, he's around those elves all the time. You just never know.
You think he fucked
he
one of the elves?
He definitely fucks the elves. There's a lot of incest going on.
I never thought about that.
Is he their father?
No.
Who knows?
No.
Who knows? There could have been interracial. There could have been not. There could have been internal relationships with like the elves have mom and dads too.
But let's clarify. Santa is not related to the elves. They're
not
related.
Are they enslaved by him?
Of course they are. No, they're working at the factory.
There's a union.
Do they make a wage? Like, are they paid a good amount?
I don't
know.
Do they have vacation time and health insurance?
It's like Jeff Lewis designed nothing.
I'm getting really triggered.
There is no vacation time.
Do they have health benefits? Oh my God.
Nope. Yeah. No dental. No health insurance. No car allowance.
I don't know. I've seen elves. I think they're pretty happy.
But what do the elves really need? They only wear one thing and they stay in the factory all day.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Yep. Room and board accounts for something, right?
That's true.
A lot of money for him to house all those elves.
And you got to feed them.
Exactly.
They're so small, they barely eat. I think he takes advantage of their like eternal happiness.
You're saying I shouldn't have defended him is what you're saying.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of turnaround rate with the elves.
He was basically on trial for like labor law violations. Mm-hmm. And
I honestly think if you really want to break it down, which you know, I think if they told the story properly, my guess is Mrs. Claus walked in on Santa fucking a couple of the elves. She kicked him out.
Right.
He then has to leave the North Pole. Where did he end up?
I have no idea.
You don't remember what town you were in?
No, because they never use the name of an actual town.
Just
it's like
small town.
Small town, you know.
All right, so he goes to some small town.
Right.
You know, he's kind of hitting the bottle a little hard.
He's hitting the bottle. He's like, it was one time.
Right, yeah, he's a little.
But we know. It wasn't just one time.
It wasn't just one time.
Trust me, I've been dealing with that for the last 20 months. It wasn't just one time.
Right, right.
It's just the one time I caught him.
Right.
So I think this is just the one time that Mrs. Claus caught Santa. Ooh. But more than likely, he's been fucking elves for quite some time.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
And hopefully he didn't get an STD.
Since the beginning of time. Well, the elves all, I think, carry and just pass it around. I think it's like a big whole thing. I don't know.
Christmas-syphilis?
A lot of
Christmas-syphilis.
Christmas-syphilis?
That's the new Hallmark movie.
That needs to be a Hallmark movie.
Christmas-syphilis.
Let's put it this way. There's a lot of antibiotics.
Happy New Year.
Chrismidia.
Circling the North Pole.
Chrismidia.
Infirmary in the workshop is.
Yeah.
If I were CVS, I would open a store there. Mm-hmm.
Pharmacy in the North Pole.
Right?
Have a Merry and a Herpy.
But see, the problem is.
Have a Merry and a Herpy Christmas. Right.
The problem is, I don't know if Santa does.
Herpy New Year.
You know, does Santa have medical insurance? Or are they paying out of pocket? I don't know.
It's going to get expensive.
It is
They're
expensive.
Definitely paying out of pocket.
I mean, is he in a union? It'd be, a union of one? Well, maybe he's in with the Easter Bunny and the other. Maybe they got a union
of Tooth
Magical.
Fairy.
There you go.
How many elves are there? Can we Google that?
I don't know. Are you looking at me?
There's not an official number.
It's a full-on orgy.
I stopped dating elves last year. I'm not sure anymore.
So will you just look it up? I'm just curious. Like, how many elves live in the North Pole?
About 110,000 elves.
That's what it says?
That's what it says.
That makes sense to me.
Are you serious?
That's what Google says.
Could you imagine
that's like a town.
That payroll?
Oh my
right?
God. I can't even do it for 10 people.
I think it's like volunteer work or something, and as long as they get to fuck around with Santa, they're good to go. Like, I don't think that they're actually making this like whole
Are you serious? There's 110,000 elves at the North Pole?
It's what it says right here. But has no one seen the Santa Claus?
Yes.
That's they have their own little town, their own you know, dentist and hospital and
economy.
All that.
Girl.
Economy, there we go.
Okay, got it. So it's a little microeconomy up there at the North Pole. I mean, that doesn't sound so micro, 110,000 people.
That's not giving micro, honey. That is the macro big population.
Most large Midwest towns.
Are we allowed to talk about that big Amazon party that's happening?
Yeah.
Not the one we're doing. Not the premiere, but the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're having a huge like winter party for like the Amazon executives and talent and all of that. Well, they were telling me last night that they're doing it at the studios on one of the really elaborate Christmas sets that they did for the movie. How amazing is that?
I
don't know what big, huge budget Christmas music movie they did.
Should we miss it as pets?
Amazon.
Amazon? I don't know.
So cute.
I know. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. We're going to be at the Christmas town. I mean, it's so
cute. Isn't it the maybe the Grinch? Because I know that set's still up from How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I don't know. They just said it was some big elaborate set that's at the studio, and that's where the party's going to be.
Okay, fine.
That's going to be fun. They're going to be decking the halls, bitch.
Did we invite
Jodie
Sweetin to the Hollywood House Lift premiere?
No, I will.
Party?
Am I invited to the Hollywood House Lift premiere?
Yes, you should. Did you put him
in? It hasn't gone out yet. I just sent them the
Is it still going to be at Sunset Tower? You said it. You said you wanted to be at Sunset Tower.
Do you want to give out the address and like the time?
Oh shit! Well, okay. Now you say it's not going to be at Sunset Tower.
This is not the vault, Joey. I forgot.
We're not at Sight Glass anymore.
Yeah.
Jeff, coming out on Amazon Prime Video is Candy Cane Lane. So maybe it's the set of Candy Cane Lane.
Does it look pretty like? Is that like big budget?
Ooh.
Because they were telling me last night.
We have the party on Candy Cane Lane.
Wait. Oh my God! What?
What? What do you think it is?
What's wrong? What's happening?
I don't know what's happening over there.
I'll take it.
Okay.
It's this big
Eddie Murphy.
It's this big toy store. Oh, that one.
If it's a big toy store, you guys.
Oh, it will be.
Yeah, it's a big toy
store.
Oh,
so you think that might be it?
Oh, is it like a...
Why don't you text Callie? Ask her. Let's find
out. Wow, that is actually iconic.
Let's just do the research and find out which movie it is, and then we can look at the sets.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, during the break.
Or just go and be surprised.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Holy shit, look at that set. That's the North Pole.
This is a toy store.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Right. I'm still shocked there's 110,000 elves.
I'm going to tell Monroe when I get home. They don't take up much room. You know, you can stack them up.
I think Santa has a fetish. I'm just saying.
Of course he
does. You know who would love the North Pole? Anthony Anderson.
Oh, all the little people running around.
He had sex with a little person.
Hey, everybody he talked about it in the show, laid, so I could say.
Hey, everyone, you know, wants to get a little something different every once in a while. Yeah. I heard like huge dicks.
I don't think all of them do
oh,
they?
Oh, no, that's like a thing. No, it's a thing.
Well, but.
It's a thing. Yes, it is. People say that all the time. That like
that little people.
Okay, but maybe wouldn't it just be
looks,
the proportional?
Thank you. It just looks
if
like.
If it's like normal.
Good enough for me. I mean, like. It's fine. If it's bigger, if it looks big, fuck it. Well, my friend...
Look, everybody needs to get laid. Tall, short, elves, non-elves, whatever. Santa,
really,
fuck it. Everybody.
Really quick, though, my friend did ask me to dress up as Santa, and she's having her daughter's second birthday or first birthday or something, and she asked me to dress up as Santa for the kids to, like, save money. And I'm like, should I do it or is it creepy to dress up as a Santa? Don't look at me like that, Jeff.
I just don't think your physical type. Like, I wouldn't cast you as Santa. I mean, maybe when you got back from Africa.
Africa, yeah.
But you've lost the weight.
I did.
Okay, we don't need to see your stomach. Okay. But
wait, so do you guys think I should do it or not? Or is it creepy?
Do it.
I just think maybe they should get somebody older and heavier.
I mean,
somebody
you
looks
put,
more like
you put the beard on and the freaking.
You know who's probably available?
Like
that actor from Defending Santa.
Probably that's true. There you go.
He hasn't worked since.
You probably after all the movies,
I've got
you have a network
17
of Santas.
Santas in my phone. Yeah, I called. Do you need a Santa by 3? I can get you a Santa by 3:00.
Fuck yeah! Okay, maybe I'll just do that.
In every one of those movies that you did, was Santa there too?
No. I think I think there might have been two, Defending Santa and Finding Santa. The two which actually referenced
you found
Santa. Ish, sort of.
Any of those Christmas movies, were you attracted to your co-star?
No, because I'm not, the Hallmark dude is not my type.
Really? Ooh. Some of them are real good looking.
Not my type.
What about Amazon Freebie? Is there a type there too?
Wait, what?
Like, what about like on Amazon? Like, what's your type? When it comes to actor,
When it comes to actors, probably not really any, because I just, I find
actors. You don't like other actors?
Well, no, it's not that I don't like other actors.
You don't want to date one?
I don't, yeah, there's, it's, yeah, it's too much. And,
So you never had a showmance?
No. Never had a showmance.
Because you're on location. You go to Montreal, which is supposed to be Switzerland.
Right.
And then, and you're there for what, several weeks, months?
No, three and a half weeks usually.
Oh, so it's tight. Like, they get you in and out.
Yeah. I mean, I've had co-stars that I've really gotten along with and I'm, like, friends with. Tim Rosen that I did A Cozy Christmas In, or, no, Switzerland, the Switzerland one.
A Christmas in Switzerland.
A Christmas in Switzerland / Montreal. Tim Rosen and I did that one together. And he was on Schitt's Creek. He played the boyfriend on Schitt's Creek. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But he and I, like, our friends, we just got along really well. So, like, I've had some of my co-stars that I get along with really, but it's just not my, they're not my type. I'm like, you're too pretty.
Do you think there's other, so you don't want your boyfriend to be prettier than you?
No, it just, it's not my style. There's not enough tattoos happening. There's not enough, like,
you like them a little dirty.
Rough around the edges.
Just a little, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
there's no judgment here.
Yeah.
I love that.
There's nothing but judgment here.
Bitch, please.
Speaking of judgment, I do have some follow-up questions about your weekend in Palm Springs.
Yes.
Ooh. Just simple questions.
Sure.
You took the bus home on Sunday.
I took a friend of mine was supposed to drive me home, but he had to go back early, so I took
Doug, who could make a good Santa, actually, for your friend?
Okay. Oh, that would be
Yeah.
Genius. Yeah. Genius.
He would be
Doug as Santa.
And he's
down.
A good actor. I feel like he could pull it off.
I'll see if he's available.
Okay, so anyway.
Took the bus home. Mm-hmm.
Like the Greyhound?
Why did you not go home with your boyfriend, Frank?
I did not go home because Frank...
No, don't get defensive. I'm just asking a simple question.
I did not go home
was coming. I did not go home with Frank because... So this was a group of about 30 people, Chicagoans, lovely people. Shout out Jason.
Okay.
I met so many fun people.
Okay.
Who's Jason?
I mean, it's just a fun... I've met a lot of fun people.
Why did you shout out Jason?
Why him
so
fun?
Why Jason?
A nice fun guy.
You met him on the bus?
No, he's one of Frank's friends.
Wait, you're moving to Chicago with Jason?
Someone has a crush on Jason.
I gotta find Jason.
Shout out Jason. Oh my goodness.
That was random and weird.
It actually came out of absolutely nowhere. Shout out, Jason.
I hope you're having a great morning, Jason.
You guys were like texting, like, don't forget to listen to the show. I'll give you a shout out.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
I met so many fun people.
Right.
Anyway, so they were all in from out of town. And they were all leaving on Monday.
From Chicago, right.
From Chicago. That, right? So I didn't want... So Frank was coming back Monday. I would have had to take an off on Monday to come back with him. So instead, I got my ass on the bus and I got back to work on Monday.
Huh. So that's your fault.
Let me ask you this,
Jody. Is it your fault?
She's still laughing about Jason. Look at her. She's crying.
She's crying.
When I laugh really hard, I cry. Well, it's either that or I just let out a really loud laugh. And I don't think the mics are prepared.
So, Jody, let me ask you this. So we're dating and you want to go to Palm Springs for the weekend.
No. No, I wasn't going to cut his trip short.
Oh, my God.
I know where
you're
going. I know where you're going.
I am just asking a question.
Okay.
He offered. I said no.
Wow.
Of course not.
You always say, James, like, you always say that. You always say, he offered, but I didn't really want him to, you know.
Of course not.
I honestly, Jody, especially because we're, you know, we've only been dating for 6 months.
Right.
I would like you to go home with me, or I'm going to go home with you on Sunday. So I'm not going to hang out till Monday. I've already been there a couple of nights. So I probably want to go home with you. I'm not going to hang out till Monday.
But you never see.
And put you on a bus on Sunday. I would probably just say, hey, let's, you know, I know you got to be home for work on Monday. Let's just leave Sunday night and I'll drive.
I mean, yes, but I could also see being like, I'm pretty easygoing and being like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, it's fine. I could
stay another day.
He never gets to see these people. These are his friends from college.
Yeah, these are his friends. They're his people.
These are all his people.
Okay.
Basically, Jameson. Jason, excuse me, Jason.
Shout out, Jason.
Yeah, shout out, Jason. Basically, Jason was just getting a little too attached. And so he was like, look, I got to get on a bus and get the fuck out of here because you're getting too attached too quick.
Something
and
went
then,
down.
Right, but then they kept talking, and that's why he's like, shout out, Jason.
Was there
like,
any skinny dipping at all?
There was absolutely not because we were at a hotel pool.
When did
So?
Been there.
What is that?
There were kids.
Screw it. At late night?
Including, not a kid, but Doug's roommate was there also. We're hanging out with Doug's roommate.
Did you go in the jacuzzi with Jason?
I did.
The plot thickens, man. The bus, the jacuzzi, what's next? Like, this is
and
crazy.
His husband.
Oh, that's
oh,
awesome.
Okay.
That's
Joey's
what that was a throuple.
Like, shut
oh,
up.
Oh, shit. Is it going to be you, Frank, Jason, and the husband? Like, this is crazy to me.
But obviously there was a connection with Jason.
Oh. Right, right.
Because of the 100 people he met.
He's in your head with all the 100 people of the friends of college.
So was it like a swap thing or was it like all
no,
four?
We were in a very crowded, there were a lot of people in the
kinky.
A lot of gays. Gay soup.
Please, like gays in a hotel hot tub have ever
behaved.
Come on. And I say that because I have been there with them and been like, no.
You have a lot of gays, don't you?
I don't know. Yes. Well, because I was like, I don't, like, saying yes to that felt like I have a lot of them. And I was like, no, it's not like a Santa elf situation. Like,
but you do collect gays.
I do. Some of my dearest, best, most wonderful friends are just big, just raging gay. And I love it.
I can see that.
Right.
I love it. I am, you know, loud and out there and flamboyant and say totally inappropriate shit. So I feel like we mesh really well together.
Right.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best selling book or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I'm down to, as of this morning, 191. I am 1 pound away from my goal weight.
Okay.
I'm so fucking hungry. I thought about it last night.
You can't do hangry, Jeff.
I know.
Are you
I'm
not
so
eat today?
Hangry and sober, Jeff?
What? But I thought, do I want to be happy or do I want to be skinny? And I think we all know the answer to that. I want to be skinny. So I will continue not eat dinner.
Oh, no.
That's really impressive that you're down to 191. Good for you.
You're just not eating dinner at all? I at least have some bone broth at night with some chicken.
I'm training my body where now I'm not hungry.
Are you doing
I'm not
like,
hungry at
like
night.
Intermittent fasting sort of thing?
I think I'm just trying to eat during the earlier hours of the day.
That's
and then
smart.
Once I have lunch, that's my last meal.
Yeah, so you're
but
like
then I drink.
To 4. You're like what? 8 to 4 and then no food in the like after that. So it is kind of intermittent, but backwards.
Yeah, but backwards. But speaking of drinking, last night I had to meet, I didn't have to, I love them, but my publicist at Amazon, and that's when they were telling me about the winter party.
Got it.
So they were staying at the SLS Hotel.
Right.
Which is very close to me, so I went over there. I always start my evening with a martini. Okay, so I ordered the martini, and I don't even know what to fucking do when they don't have martinis, but they had one, and I ordered it the way I order it, and I brought it, and I'm like, oh, this tastes terrible, like your olive juice is bad. And then Callie, who was with me, she tasted her, she's like, yeah, it's sour, something's wrong. Ooh. So the guy, I'm like, can you please remake this with different olive juice? So the guy comes back, and he's like, yeah, we've got a whole vat of it, And so we're not going to open another vat. And I'm like, well, the olive juice is bad.
You should.
What?
Because,
so
yeah.
You should open another vat. But it became this issue. And I'm like, fuck, okay, I'll just have a skinny margarita. But I was very pissed.
That doesn't even make any sense. They need to open up the new vat, whatever the fuck a vat is.
I don't want food that comes in a vat.
I would have been like, excuse me, then I need to talk to somebody above you and let them know
Where's the manager? You're serving sour olive juice.
You're serving sour olive juice.
Someone's going to wind up shitting themselves after they have a martini.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
it's going to be all bad.
Hopefully.
It just tasted disgusting. It was just bad. It was sour. But I guess they're just going to go through that whole vat first.
I feel like you should have just got a Vesper martini. I also feel like they could have used a better word to describe it.
It's disgusting.
I don't like the word vat.
No.
Like a cask.
Pitcher.
You know what I mean? Like a
barrel. But you know, they went to Costco. They bought a big, it's probably been open for months because it's so big.
It's such a big vat.
It's probably bad.
Wait, what is a vat?
Are we talking about like a big barrel?
Yeah.
Like
a
cauldron type shit?
Yes,
cauldron.
Someone's back there stirring the cauldron.
Witch's brew, bitch. I don't know.
That's why it tasted so bad. It was the eye of Newt.
Oh my God.
Damn it. If only we'd known.
That would be a large vessel such as a cistern, tub, or barrel. So
Cistern. I think that's crazy. They need to be, that's like jail time. Like, go open up a new vat.
Jail time. They should be arrested. They should close down the SLS.
Yes. I mean, come on. Like, that's like, the customer's always right. That's the one thing in hospitality. Like, don't, if you want the martini.
Or just
like,
tell, just be like, yes, we opened another vat.
And you know it's the same shit.
It's like when you're hosting at your house. You always want to make everyone feel welcome.
But by the way, the speakeasy was kind of cool at the SLS.
Oh, actually, like, we are going to go back. Like, it was very cool.
There's a speakeasy bar.
Behind the elevator bank,
but it looks like another elevator,
right. And you go through the
and it's a speakeasy.
That's
fun.
It was huge. It was huge and dark and good vibes.
Love it.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I go on my gay walks at the end of the day, but it's been getting dark early.
Oh, so, I hate it. It depresses me.
And I always just wear black, but I was worried about getting hit by a car. And Aki and I were talking about it, and I said, I wonder if I should have something. You know what I mean? Like, reflective
glow sticks,
something.
Glow sharks.
I don't know about glow sticks. Is
like
that too
a rave? Like you're actually coming home from West Hollywood, like walking home with the
glow
stick.
I suggested that because I thought I'm sure you have easy access.
I have them laying around.
This is kind of embarrassing, but I run after work, and so now it's dark. I have two reflector armbands, and then a light-up reflector armband that's blinking on my ankle. Because bitches be crazy in the street.
Bitches be crazy.
That seems like overkill. I'm on the sidewalk.
Drivers are crazy.
Are you in the street?
Yes.
Why aren't you running on the sidewalk?
I run in both. Because if it's dark and the sidewalks are uneven, I can't see and I'm going to trip. So
I'd rather trip than get hit by a car. At least if I trip, I can put my hands out to break my fall. You know, I get hit by a car.
I'm glad you're being safe, Jamie.
He brought up a good point.
What would Jason do?
WWJD.
What would Jason do? Yeah.
Kian said that I have an orange glow, like, you know, like the gay traffic cone. So he said I don't need any reflective gear.
After your spray tan?
After the spray tan yesterday. Jen. Love Jen.
Isn't she the best?
She's so
Jenny.
Thorough.
People are going to be very confused about the Jen and Jenny.
Oh, it's Jenny.
Jenny.
Oh, I've been calling her Jen.
Oh, she doesn't care.
No, but I think she said call me Jen.
Your spray tan looks like the best it's ever looked. It's natural. Did she go lighter?
It looks really nice.
Or?
I washed it off a little earlier.
I told you.
Yeah, I listened to you, Jerry.
Isn't she the best, though?
She
offered Amanda McCants a free one yesterday, and I texted Amanda. I was like, do you want a free spray tan? She's like, sorry, can't switch girls. I'm like, suit yourself.
I do probably make her uncomfortable because I do ask her. I'm like, do people ever spread their cheeks and like want in between the cheeks? And she said, well, not a lot, but she goes, she said it very, very diplomatically, but it sounds like people that maybe show their bodies for a living.
Right.
Like us.
Or use their bodies for a living.
Yeah. You got to make sure there's no tan lines on your
body.
They want the insides, the outside. Yeah.
Like dancers and things like that.
Every crevice needs to be sprayed.
Look, when
like her, she spreads the cheeks.
She definitely gets it.
You don't spread your cheeks, do you, Joey?
No. I wear underwear.
That sounded like maybe
No, I wear underwear. I wear
You wear underwear?
You like the
I wear
whitey
tighties because I think it's hot to have a spray tan.
The
whitey tighties. To have a tan line. But I also
like tidy whiteys or like like
Calvin
Speedos.
Klein cute underwear.
Okay, got it.
But I like to have a little tan. Like, I don't want a dark dick. We've talked about this. I don't want to have my dick dark. It's already dark enough.
That's true. I guess if I were a guy, I would be a little concerned about that. I'd be like,
And I go dark. I do 4 coats.
Oh, I just did 2.
You do 2, yeah. I do double that you do, and I do 4 on the face because I like to wash it off earlier, and I like to...
That's insensitive.
Girl, how long does it take it her to little, spray you?
It's right? Borderline.
They just dip him like Achilles. They just right in, how long does into it take a vat, spray you? In fact. They probably put him into a vat.
Into a vat.
45 minutes? Just that's, kidding. I'm kidding. That's probably, what I say. Probably 15, 20.
Huffing.
How long did it take you to spray?
Spray tan.
It's about the same.
20.
Yeah, 20.
20 minutes.
I haven't had a spray tan in a week. I feel like... You know?
It becomes addictive.
Yeah, it does. You have to, because you look, everyone looks better. Even if you're the palest person, everyone looks good with a spray tan. Like, yeah. Glow.
Yeah, little color. Even
if I think your body looks good, too.
Yes.
Oh, it really shows, like, every, like, striation and, like, the abs are popping.
Right? I have such great abs when I'm, like,
and it makes you feel good. If you are feeling bad about yourself, you got to go get a spray tan because it's going to make, I promise you,
you look in the mirror, you're like, damn, did I get skinny?
She's saying a lot more straight guys are coming to her.
Oh, yeah.
It starts off with the wife. The wife gets spray tanned, and then they go in, and then they love it. And she said now that it's more, she's seeing more and more and more straight guys doing it.
Yeah. It's meant, it's, it really is like a game.
Because I get, like in the winter, I get pasty, like Twilight actor kind of.
You don't want to be pasty and depressed in the winter. That's what happens. You want to be tan. And
well, I can't help the depressed part.
I can
help the pasty.
But the tan will ramp it up a little bit.
Right.
You know?
The tan will make you feel slightly.
Just get a tan, guys.
Do you have to go to like the Korean spa and get like loofahed every like month? Because I remember when we were doing like Dancing with the Stars, I was getting spray tanned a lot. You have to go get really extra scrubbed.
You have to dry brow.
I really need to do that.
And let me tell you, they get in between the cheeks. They do.
I have layers and layers of shit that needs to be scrubbed off.
It's so amazing. Go to a Korean spa and they will like slough off 17 layers of dead skin, but your next spray tan will look so good.
Oh,
which Korean spa do you recommend?
Wee Spa is good. I also like to go to, is it Olympic Spa? But Koreatown has a couple really nice ones.
Do you like foot massages?
I love foot massages.
Same.
Love
foot. I'm a
massage like how I love it. I am just, and I have terrible body issues. So I mean, like not like in a weird way, but just neck and shit. So that's, I don't know. That sounded weird. I said that, and I was
it
like,
did
wait,
sound weird.
It did. It
sounded
weird.
I'm like,
weird.
What is she talking
like,
about?
Terrible. Yeah. No, I'm a hunchback actually when I leave here.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.